As I was looking over the month of September in one of my calendars, I noticed that it designated today as Citizenship Day. It's also apparently Constitution Day. But as far as Citizenship Day, on February 29th, 1952, President Harry Truman signed into law Citizenship Day, replacing I Am an American Day, which was established by Congress in 1940. According to the Center for Civic Education, the purpose of Constitution Day and Citizenship Day is to commemorate the creation and signing of the supreme law of the land and to honor and celebrate the privileges and responsibilities of U.S. citizenship for both native-born and naturalized citizens. How many of you are United States citizens? How many of you know how you became a citizen of the United States? Do you know all the privileges and responsibilities of being a U.S. citizen? Finally, if someone asked you to prove that you are a U.S. citizen, how would you do that? Living day to day in the United States, it's rare that we have to prove our citizenship. According to the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, the most common documents used to establish U.S. citizenship are a U.S. birth certificate or passport, a certificate of citizenship, or a naturalization certificate. Those who travel in and out of the United States will recognize this document, a passport. When you travel abroad, this is the document that identifies you as a U.S. citizen abroad and allows you to return to the United States. A very valuable document indeed. This morning, our National Citizenship Day can be used as a helpful reminder of our true citizenship in heaven. As Paul writes in Philippians 3:20, "For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we eagerly await for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ." Our heavenly citizenship through faith in Christ provides the greatest of privileges and responsibilities, and has been bought and guaranteed for us through the suffering, death, and resurrection of Christ, who is our passport to heaven. The two primary ways to become an American citizen are by birth, either by being born in the U.S. or being born abroad to U.S. citizens, or by the naturalization process. Becoming an American citizen by birth requires either the blessing of being born in the right place or by the right parents. It's sometimes called birthright citizenship. Because your parents are American or lived in America at birth, you automatically get all the privileges of being an American citizen. Is there birthright citizenship for heaven? If our parents are believers, faithful churchgoers, maybe even pastors or teachers, are we automatically citizens of heaven? The answer is no. We can't depend on our parents' faith or their church activity or synod activity to get us to heaven. In fact, along with the physical traits we inherit from our parents, we also inherit sin. As we read in Psalm 51, "Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me." Ever since the fall into sin in the Garden of Eden, every human is born sinful. How then do we become citizens of heaven? Our birthright citizenship in heaven comes to believers through being made alive, by being born into faith. For most of us, this took place in our baptism, where we were received into God's family, heirs of eternal life, citizens of heaven. When we look at our sinful lives and begin to doubt our faith and wonder how we can be God's children, we can, like Luther, respond to the temptations of the devil by boldly declaring, "I am baptized." Through baptism, we have the comfort and assurance that we have all the benefits of heavenly citizenship. We are saved, justified, heirs of eternal life. All these privileges of heavenly citizenship were not anything we earned, but were given to us when the Holy Spirit worked faith in us through our spiritual birth. The other way that people become citizens is through the naturalization process. This process includes a number of stipulations, including age and number of years residing in the U.S., and the requirements of a good moral character and passing a test on the U.S. government. How well would you do on a citizenship test? I'm sure that all the seniors will pass with flying colors after finishing POD. I'm not sure how well I would do on it. How well would we do on a citizenship test for heaven? How would our moral character hold up? What does God require for entrance into heaven? He requires a perfect and holy life, one that fulfills his law. How well do we do with keeping God's commandments? Looking at our lives day to day in the mirror of God's law, we can see only failure. We can't seem to avoid doing all the things God tells us not to do, and we keep failing to do all the things he wants us to do. Even if we weren't already born in sin, we can see how ugly and sinful our lives are in comparison to God's perfect and holy law. What a relief, then, at the gates of heaven, our papers to prove our citizenship there are not our good works, which are like filthy rags. Instead, we can declare with confidence that Jesus has suffered and died for our sins, that his blood has justified us. It's made us righteous in God's sight. Jesus' death and resurrection become our passport to heaven, and we are able to believe in this through faith worked on us by the Holy Spirit. Whether or not you celebrate U.S. citizenship today, every day we can celebrate our citizenship in heaven. As we read in 1 Peter 2, verses 9 through 10, "But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, who once were not a people, but are now the people of God, who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy." Let us then live as citizens of heaven, a holy nation, by proclaiming God's praises and sharing his good news of salvation. We'll conclude with hymn 448, verses 1 and 5, hymn 448, 1 and 5.